As Terry said, part of what we have been doing in the past year has been to both renew the organisation, but also to update and to develop our policy positions to meet the challenges and the needs of the times in which we live. And so, to introduce our first discussion paper, Why We Need a Workers' Party, I'd like to call upon Kieran McGill.
Comrades, friends, while the priorities and policies may change over time, the need for a workers' party will exist as long as we live in a society where profit comes before people, where differences are used to divide us, and where private greed trumps public good each and every time. Northern Ireland's society, as well as its political structures, has changed dramatically over the past decade. The Good Friday Agreement saw a new political era and a new political reality. We have seen an end to the violence and terrorism on the scale we have seen it in three previous decades, and a devolved assembly now sits at Stormont. However, a lot of things have remained the same. The nature of society in this island remains unaltered, and for the vast majority of people here, that means that a small elite will benefit while the quality of life and for everyone else is eroded and undermined. Until that changes, and to help that change, there will always be a need for a workers' party. In the new Northern Ireland, the realities of life are that unemployment is at its highest over the last decade. Wages are the lowest in the United Kingdom. Less young people graduate from university here than do in England, Scotland or Wales. We have the highest number of young people who leave schools without any formal academic qualifications. We pay more for petrol, diesel, gas, oil, most of the staples of life. That's why we need a workers' party. The boom and bust cycle of capitalist economics means that economic crises come around with regularity, and they have been pointed out. The recent big crisis was first pointed out in the early 90s by some more left-wing economists. And it is easy and popular to say that this crisis was caused solely by banks and financial institutions. That's partly true. But this crisis is part of the inevitable structural and systemic crises of the capitalist system. The debt that has been incurred, not sovereign or government debt, it belongs to companies, corporations and speculators. Yet we have been faced to bail out the bankers at the cost of public services, jobs, education, health, social welfare, an attempt to totally deconstruct the welfare state. This crisis is not a natural phenomenon. It was a systemic failure compounded by the work of local and global financiers who were confident that when failure eventually came, as it did, the public purse would bail them out. Of course, we need to stop the cutbacks. We need to stop these attacks on ordinary working people. We need to stop the destruction of the welfare state. And for that, we need to fundamentally change the political system, not just tinker at its edges. Helping bankers here, regulation there, it won't work. We need to fundamentally change the system, and socialism is the alternative. That's why we need a workers' party. The values, politics and principles of our workers' party have long tradition in society. They can be traced back to the late 18th century with the ideas of the French Revolution and European republicanism. They draw on the progressive philosophers of Robespierre, Wolfe Tone and the United Irishmen, and the radical and revolutionary traditions of socialist and communist movements throughout the ages. The Workers' Party is socialist, secular and anti-sectarian. Our supporters and activists have struggled for civil rights in Northern Ireland, where our campaign cry was peace, work and democracy. We were opponents of violence, terror and terrorism, both state and paramilitary based, throughout the Troubles, and we continue that proud tradition today in the new Northern Ireland as champions of an alternative political order, a socialist order. Comrades, we live in a situation where 19,000 households, 6,000 of which have dependent children, are officially registered as homeless in Northern Ireland. Although 18,000 houses are there, they are unfit for human habitation. And whilst 1,800 public or social houses were built in 2010, 37,500 people are still on the waiting list. 5,000 homes were started in 2011, but with the crisis, very few of these have been completed. Having made their millions from cheap credit, the banks, the builders and the speculators have pulled up the ladders now for first-time buyers. At least their profit margins will be guaranteed, then they'll loan again. Affordable housing, low-interest loans, a strategy to eradicate homelessness. That's why we need a workers' party. Comrades, the wealthy in our society are getting away with a UK wave of £123 billion of tax avoidance and evasion. They go on about benefit cheats, whatever, a total of possibly £5 billion across the UK a year, in contradiction to the £123 billion, the so-called deficit would be wiped out. We also see a lot of companies, a lot of our high street companies, Boots, Cadbury's, whatever, are all moving off to tax havens elsewhere. Will they take money from the people of our country? They do, but they pay nothing back. Comrades, we need a workers' party. Sectarianism and its near relations and xenophobic nationalism are menaces principally because of the poisoning relations between members of different traditions. They stultify the creation of a decent society for all our citizens and lead to spurious justification for odious practices, including murder. Sectarianism remains deeply rooted in this society, as deeply rooted as it has ever been. In Belfast alone, we have 47 official peace lines and 80 barriers. We educate our children separately. We live separately. Sectarian division isn't progress, people, and neither is a political system based on sectarian headcounts. A shared future is not a separate future. Sectarianism, as we have stated in the past, should be made a criminal offence. Peace lines must come down and foundations laid for an integrated society. These are the reasons we need a workers' party. Folks, because of all these reasons, and because we deserve better, society deserves better, and because to achieve all this, we need to change the system. That's why we need the workers' party. Thank you, comrades.